Old Dominion Hotel Key on B105. It's Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren on a Friday morning. Good Friday to you. Hello. They're off to a great start.
Okay.
Yeah. What do we got planned today?
On the show or just life?
Well, I don't know. I guess if you want to talk about what's going on in life.
Our brain teaser question, the 710 laugh off where we're tied.
We have the $500 winner today, too.
Oh, my gosh. We do. We have Hollywood Haze.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy morning. Mm-hmm. Breakfast Club. And Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. We have the B105 Buzz now, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. Mm-hmm. What's happening?
Do you like Mediterranean food?
I don't know. Do I? I mean, is that like Greek food?
Yeah.
Like gyro?
I don't know if that's Mediterranean per se. Yeah, like lamb.
Italian food's Mediterranean, isn't it?
Feta.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's a new Mediterranean-inspired restaurant that's opening here in downtown Duluth.
Mediterranean food is characterized by its fresh ingredients, simple flavors, and balance of sweet, bitter, acidic, and umami tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so this restaurant is going to go into the Blue Rock Grill location. That was also previously West Tap House.
What's the name of it?
It is going to be called Alto Pino.
Alto Pino? Pino?
Pino. Oh. There's no tilde over the end.
What's a tilde? That's a little...
Yeah.
How do you spell it? P-I-N-O?
Yep. A-L-T-O space P-I-N-O. So they're hoping to open at some point at the end of 2024, but I'm excited about this. They're going to use organic and ethically and sustainably farmed ingredients. They've shared some photos on social media of their food. And then also they're looking for a chef, and they said they want the position to be filled by someone who's, quote, excited about challenging the current dining norms in the area.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I do that as a customer.
Well,
challenge the dining norms? No, I'm kidding. I'm looking at this right now. A chef de cuisine. I'm not simply hired it right here. It's right there. I'm looking at it. $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Yeah. Well, you know, here's 2 years kitchen management. I've been managing my kitchen for years.
Are you going to go work at this restaurant?
You know, the one job I've ever had that I did not thrive at was being a cook at a restaurant.
Oh.
Because it was...
stressful.
It's stressful. Lots of stuff happening. You know, I got flustered easily. You know, like when I'm at home, I'm screaming at people to get out of the kitchen from the, you know, when I'm working and when I'm cooking at home.
Right.
Because everybody always seems to think that that's the best place to hang out when I'm trying to move around with hot items, you know.
What else do you have, Ken?
Oh, sorry. I digress. I'll mention this. This is going on right now. Well, no, starting Monday, we're launching this SeizeTheDeal.com. We have the Northland Craft Flight Passport. This is where you buy it for $55 and you get a flight at 11 participating breweries and cideries.
That's perfect, like, if you're a big beer drinker, even if you're, like...
Well, you want to try something new.
Yeah, you know? You have, like, friends coming into town, like, you could literally just...
What a great gift idea as well for Father's
Super
Day.
Super cool.
What a great gift for Father's Day. Anyway, 7 a.m. Monday, $55. That's what it costs, SeizeTheDeal.com.
Cool.
See, I brought something to the table and you didn't think I was gonna.
Well, I was getting a little worried.
But yeah, me too. Billy Currington up next on B105. Florida Georgia Line on B105. This is how we roll. Hey, you know what I learned yesterday?
What?
We had Sabrina Ullman in, Leah's Mirko. She's new morning, she's training in Leah. And then Nia Adams from WDIO in, right?
Yep.
And we chatted a little bit. And I said, oh, hey, here's where we have the beanbags. She goes, oh, where are you from? That's what Sabrina said. And I said, I'm from the Iron Range. And she goes, oh, the way you say bags.
Oh, I've heard this my whole life.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, well, where are you from? Turns out she's from Florida. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Well, I used to say bag, and then I moved to Arizona, and I got harassed about how I said it, so then I had to change and say bag, and
yeah,
then
now
you've started getting on my case about it, so now I say bag. Bag.
Which one was we supposed to say? Is it,
I don't
know. I'm confused. Bag.
Okay.
Bag.
You're not a goat.
Bog. Bog.
Bag.
Yeah.
Bag.
But I'm still trying to get people
like,
to
don't say it like that.
I'm still trying to get people to say sauna correctly. And people,
sauna?
I know. It's like I say it, sauna, and they go, sauna? I'm like, how can you? I'm saying it to you. How can you not get it right?
When we have meetings about stuff and it gets brought up, like people kind of be like, sauna or whatever.
Now sauna.
Sauna. And then like someone will be scared to like say it and then they'll just botch it. It's like, oh my God.
B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren, and we've got Lauren's country load. She's been keeping a list and checking it twice, trying
to find out which
country music musicians are naughty or nice. I don't know what I was doing there.
Far away from Christmas, but I am so excited. excited because one of my favorites, Carly Pearce, she finally has a new album out today. Hummingbird.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It's been 3 years, yeah. And I feel like that is a long time. But I get it because, you know, she had such success with her last album, 29, written in stone. And so, obviously, that's hard to want to follow that up.
Is We Don't Fight Anymore off this album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, We Don't Fight Anymore. And then she has released, I think, 3 or 4 other songs off of it. So you can check that out.
I'd like to see a happy song from her.
Yeah, I don't know that there are any on this, but there's like sassy songs.
Sassy's okay.
I know. I'm like, is she okay? She's always so sad. But anyways, Gary LaVox also has his new EP out today. Luke Combs released a song yesterday, The Man He Sees in Me, which makes everybody cry. And then Megan Maroney has her new song out called Man on the Moon. It's a NASA-themed song about putting a man on the moon, which there have been times I've wanted to.
Oh, well, remember that time you're interested in that astronaut?
I wasn't interested. I thought he was cute. He was at a wedding.
Yeah, this would be Lauren's luck. That was a joke at the time.
I don't even know if he was an astronaut or he was going to be. I don't know.
I don't know how that works out.
Never talk to him again. It worked out for me. It's fine.
Never pursued that career path.
Yeah, no. So Thomas Rhett also has a new song off of his album today. It's called Gone Country. He has a new album out coming out in August. Now, you asked yesterday, is this a cover? It's not. But he is going to have a song that samples I Want to Dance with Somebody on this album.
Just like Whitney Houston?
It's like the new thing to do in country music.
I want to dance with somebody.
It's called Don't Want to Dance. So I don't know how he's going to interpolate that there.
I don't
want to
dance with somebody.
So anyways, all those songs and more, B105Country.com.
And just completely ignored me singing. Yep. That's okay.
Jelly Roll, he just shared a big secret. He was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast with his wife, Bunny XO, and they shared that they are trying to have a baby. She says she never wanted kids. Jelly has 2 kids already.
He just had a daughter. I didn't know he had another one.
Yeah, he has a son named Noah, too. And
I never heard that.
They said just with what an amazing year that they've had with Jelly Roll's career and everything and his health, they want to have a baby. They say they're trying IVF. They wanted to keep this private, but they say they have such a big platform now that they want to help people. And, he's also a guest on Taste of Country Nights tonight, so make sure you tune in for that with Evan Paul in the 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours. And then, of course, you can hear that after on B105Country.com.
Yeah, right. I just typed in Bunny XO, and I'm like, what is her age, right?
That's a good question.
I was wondering because, you know, I think she's 44, so.
She's 44?
That's what this says right here. It's a famous birthday.
She does not look 44.
No. That's, 1980. Holy cow, that means I'm going to be 44 soon. Oh, my God.
Okay. And you just turned 40.
I know. I'm having a midlife crisis. B105 Breakfast Club, Kid and Lauren. Here we go. 7:10 laugh off.
Okay, I went yesterday, and I want to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Ken, why are most people so tired on April 1st? They just finished a 31-day March.
30 to 31 days of March. How's that thing go again?
I know you can use your knuckles.
I don't know how to do it.
Oh.
I just have to try to remember. I don't know.
Let's not look into it.
Sorry. Moving on. Lauren. Woohoo! I just passed my paintball exam with flying colors.
I almost laughed just because of that execution.
Woohoo! Oh!
Good job. That was...
I'm trying over here.
That was good.
I'm trying over here.
Ken, where did people hang out during the medieval times? Nightclubs.
I'm playing out. Never mind. I got a computer game right now set in the medieval times.
That's not nerdy at all.
It's really nerdy. That's why I was going to stop. Really nerdy.
Too late.
Spent hours on it last night. Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Lauren, what did the cat say when he fell off the table?
Meow.
Meow. Like meow.
Ow. Yeah, no, I feel like you used that earlier this week.
Did I?
Yeah.
Ah,
I'm not gonna lie. I think you did.
Well, I'm saving my best one for last.
Okay. Well, oh man, now I feel the pressure. Okay. I'm panicked now. Okay. Ken, what did the hamburger name its little baby?
No, not no. No.
What's no?
No.
What are you saying?
I almost laughed at it.
I know.
We're not winning. You're not winning the week with that joke. I got a good tiebreaker here if we do.
Okay.
Well, what type of pasta always gets locked out of its car? No key.
Okay, that's funny. I thought you were going to say, like, an impasta.
I had another one that was pasta, but I'm going to... I'll save that one for Monday.
Okay. Well, you won the week. Good job.
No key.
That was actually good.
Well, thank you. All right.
Don't you love a good backhanded compliment?
A lot of them go around here, that's for sure.
Yep.
714, B105. We got your brain teaser question up next. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, we got your brain teaser question today and your chance to win some Papa Murphy's. It'd be great this weekend.
Yep. Or anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
24/7.
Yep.
Okay, so your question today. We want to go over yesterday's real quick first.
Sure. Each household spends about $1,500 a year on this. The answer was clothing.
Got it.
Not that hard to do.
No.
I'm just saying. Brain teaser this morning, 91% of us have this in the fridge right now. What is it? I'll give a hint. I posted something on our Facebook page about this because it was like a quote unquote national holiday the other day.
Oh.
And I was a little repulsed by some of the answers to this question.
Yeah. Yeah, David Drew had a good one there. I don't know if you read, did you see his?
Yeah, I don't think I understood. And I don't usually understand what he says, so that checks out for sure.
91% of us have this in the fridge right now. 727-B105, just take some guesses at it. Not too hard today, okay? And call now. Good luck, and you win some Papa Murphy's.
Mm-hmm.
Justin. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, we got your brain teaser question, and your chance to win some Papa Murphy's today.
91% of us have this in the fridge right now. What is it?
Put this on our Facebook page the other day, asking what you put this on. Oh, no, we're not going to give any clues. Okay, let's go to the phone. 91% of people have this in their fridge right now. What's your guess?
Ketchup.
Ketchup is a condiment, and that is what we're looking for. So we're going to go with, you're a winner.
Sweet.
Did you see the thing on our Facebook page about, what did you put up, Lauren?
Well, it was National Ketchup Day, and, you know, people put ketchup on some weird things, so I wanted to know what those things were, and then I was repulsed by some of the answers.
Yeah, like pancakes. David said one leg at a time.
That is.
I don't know what that means.
So weird. Anyways, who's this?
Randy.
Randy, what do you put ketchup on?
Macaroni and cheese.
No, Randy.
Oh, you got to try it.
I can't support that.
I guess, you know what? I haven't tried it, so.
I can't support it.
Okay, well, we got some pizza for you. Don't put any ketchup on that, okay?
Cheeseburger pizza. That's good. Bacon cheeseburger with ketchup on it.
Yeah, we can put some pickles on it and get behind that. That's okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, hang on, Randy.
All right.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Ketchup on pizza.
I saw that Jennifer said eggs, and I know that's a common thing, but I can't even stomach that. I can't even think about that.
Sometimes I put ketchup on my hash browns. Is that weird?
No.
Then sometimes the hash browns touch the eggs and a little ketchup, and it's not that bad. It's kind of like ketchup with salsa on it.
My niece loves
not ketchup
to,
with salsa, eggs with salsa.
Eat ketchup, like, by the spoonful, and I can't support it.
That's interesting.
Well, she's a little kid.
My uncle will order a $30 steak and then cover it with ketchup. And I'm like, why even order a $30? I'm just going to get a hamburger then.
Yeah, but you also use sauces for your steak. So you can't...
Who does?
You do.
How do you know?
Because one time I was next to you, and you asked for steak sauce with your steak.
Yeah, because it was really dry. It wasn't really
I kind of get the steak. I don't think I'd dip it in ketchup, but that one isn't that weird.
Yeah, well, okay, well, whatever. I'm not going to... I guess I'm wrong then.
Okay, clearly a little triggered by that.
7:30 at B105, your weather forecast coming up next. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, good morning. It is 7:44, Breakfast Club Confessions. What's going on? I'll let you start, Lauren.
Okay, so I ran into a mutual acquaintance yesterday.
You're not going to say who?
Not on the air, no.
Okay. I have no idea.
They
didn't
do anything wrong. It was me. So I had to stop at Walgreens because I wasn't feeling good. And there's one right on my way home. So I stopped and I heard a familiar voice of a friend. So I went over. I'm like, hey, they were on the phone. And again, I didn't really feel that good. So I was like, let's catch up, you know, whatever. But I wanted to go home. And they were like, just wait, hold on, you know. So I waited a few minutes. So then we're talking. And this friend who I love dearly, he's filling me in on his life and everything, but I don't feel good, right? But when we started the conversation, I had word vomit, and I don't know if it was just because I didn't feel good. I don't know if it was because I was like waiting a few minutes, just standing there awkwardly, but I was like, you look so, like, I haven't seen them for a while. I was like, oh my gosh, you look great. You look so skinny now. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant to say they looked great because they do. And I was like, you look so different, like, because they looked like a different person. And then I was like, you look so slim now. You look so skinny now, which is like a terrible, terrible thing to say. But I didn't mean it like that. I was trying to give a compliment.
Okay.
But I was just kind of frazzled. And then I had a lot of things in my hand, and they didn't take it as like a diss or anything. But I felt bad because I'm like, if someone said that to me, I would cry. And you should never comment on anybody's appearance. But I was trying to tell them, oh, my gosh, you look great. You look great.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I just said, you look so different now. You look skinny. And I was like, that's terrible.
I've had friends go, have you gained weight? I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, no one should ever comment on anybody's weight. I mean, you can say you look great, which is what I was trying to do. But then.
Well, that's not so bad.
Then just zip it after, because it's like.
Word mouth vomit. Word vomit.
Yeah.
It's word vomit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's hard being awkward.
Speaking of awkward, I was. this was my the other day. I got a couple I probably could go through today, but this one the other day, I was, we were taking the dog for a walk, and my daughter was out playing with some friends, and they were over at the nearby park, and we went to the park, and she and her friend were playing basketball, and I'm like, they didn't go there with a basketball.
Uh-oh.
So then I see another kid that's, they know, sitting over in the corner without the basketball. I'm like, did you guys just take his basketball? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, I want to play together? And this kid's like, well, no. Like, well, you gotta give him back the basketball then.
So they just took his basketball?
Well, I don't know what was going on exactly, okay. But they weren't doing a very good job. They couldn't even hit the net. But then I said, hey, I got an idea, guys. Let's all play a game of horse. You know? Mm-hmm. I haven't played horse in a long time. I haven't shot hoops in a very long time.
Oh, so you joined them.
Yeah, but then I said, okay, let's shorten it down. Let's play cow, right? I thought I was gonna wipe the floor with these kids.
Yeah.
This other kid was so good. He was draining buckets from the three-point line, and he's like 9 years old.
Well, okay, but like he also is 9 years old. You know what I mean?
He's out there all the time playing or whatever. Yeah. I haven't shot a basketball in 9 years.
I love
years.
That you joined, though.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
But I mean, it came down to the wire. And
you
I was
took it
able.
Really seriously, clearly. Like you were trying to win.
Well, I was like, I can't be embarrassed here right. at this point in front of my daughter.
Right. You got to make her proud.
I can't beat the a nine-year-old kid across the street. But come on. But it came down to, we were both CO, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a free throw and nothing but net. And I mean, I sat there and I focused it and then whatever. And then his came and then rolled in and out. And I was like, I can go home now with my honor.
Right. But, well, that's good because you wouldn't, I mean, imagine if you lost and then you had no honor left.
Lost. I'd have honor in other places. That's not like it's the last string I'm in.
Yeah.
Whatever. Thank you, Lauren. 748 B105. Lauren's Country Lowdown at B105, a Friday. We got a lot of new music, a lot of stuff happening.
Oh, my gosh. So a lot of people sent this to me yesterday, and I let out a scream because Luke Combs, he announced a brand new album.
Really?
Yeah. So it's coming out a week from today, and everybody's going to be crying because the whole album is dad songs, and it's called Fathers and Sons.
Mm.
And obviously next weekend is Father's Day, right? And so that is kind of why he's obviously releasing it then. So the cover is a picture of his two sons and then his dad, and they're fishing and just hanging out. And it's all the dad songs he's written and shared over the past 6 months. So he has one of them out today called The Man He Sees in Me. And then three others that he has shared are on there. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Plant a Seed, Remember Him That Way. But it's 12 songs total, and everybody's just going to be crying, really.
Is Luke Combs' father still alive?
I believe so, because...
I never really hear anything about it.
There's a man in the photo. I think we would know.
Oh, yeah. That's probably his dad there,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. So, unbelievably cute, and you can see the track list, all that, b105country.com, and then... We have other new music news. Jelly Roll, he's finally releasing the song that he performed on The Voice finale recently called I Am Not Okay. That comes out next Friday. You can hear it and watch that performance on our app. And then Brantley Gilbert has a new song out. Of course, he'll be here next month, and it's a song with Ashley Cook. It's called Over When We're Sober, and that comes out June 21st.
Okay.
So maybe he'll sing it at Bayfront. You can still get tickets. Just go to our concert calendar, and then I'm going to let you take over, Ken, and talk about your interview with Shenandoah.
Yeah, I'm talking to Marty Rabin tomorrow morning, Shenandoah, Love and Lake Fest, Lake County Festival. They'll be playing there, so I'm going to get a chance to talk to them, and it'll be in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow on Solid Gold Saturday Morning Show.
Cool.
So I'll tune in, and I'll try not to say anything stupid.
I was like, go on.
Right, right.
You could never.
You've witnessed it many times yourself, of course. I get a little nervous, you know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll talk to them tomorrow right here on B105. Carry on. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, and we got an interesting story today. You know, Lauren's, you've been house hunting, right?
Yeah.
It's been a little difficult, I know.
Yeah, it has been.
But, you know, okay, so say when you do get a house someday, I had this happen. You know, we got a house, and then that very day when we moved in, the neighbor was like, oh, you bought that house? What do you mean
Why?
By that house? Oh, it's haunted, you know. So I'd go around, like, burn sage and everything, because I was... No, it's never had anything happen. But anyway, this woman bought a house.
I'm scared.
And she discovered a hidden door behind her wallpaper. Someone took the knob off the door, sealed it shut, and then wallpapered over it.
Nope.
So then she's like,
Nope.
What's behind this door?
Right. I don't like that.
This happened over in the UK. So.
Okay, so there's.
There's an ocean between us. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, opened the door, and she thought she needed to be like spider webs and whatever, and it was a whole hidden room.
I don't like that.
And in the corner of the hidden room was a skeleton.
No. Like a real one?
She ran out screaming. She didn't want to find out. Right?
Okay. First of all, get your money back. Sue. Okay. Don't sue. I don't. There's something bad happening there.
So she ran off screaming. Called authorities. They checked it out. It was a fake skeleton.
Okay, I love it.
I mean, okay, now you love it.
I do.
And they said it was a prop left by the past owners of the house. And,
That's hilarious.
Now people are commenting like, well, you need to seal it back up when you sell the house, so pass on the tradition.
I would buy a house just for that, to be honest.
I ripped up the carpet and I was doing our hardwood floors. I found some kind of jewelry from Tiffany's.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we rotted in. We got it cleaned up. Now my wife has it.
Yeah. You know?
And then also found a Bible that had pages torn out of it.
Oh.
That was demonic.
That's kind of dark. Yeah. So don't you have to legally say if something bad happened in a house before you buy it or no?
Depends.
Okay.
If it was a murder, yes.
Okay.
If it was, this gets really dark, but I mean, if it's, you know, people are always asking, like, do you think someone died in this house?
Yeah, probably.
The answer is probably yes.
Especially if you're looking like in Duluth, because all the houses are older.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Creepy. Thomas Rhett t-shirt on B105. It's a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and Lauren Wells spreading some joy this morning.
Yeah, it's about a dog, and I'm not trying to do that. Because I love dogs. This is just a very cute story and one that proves that we don't really deserve dogs.
Okay.
You know, so a hero dog ran 4 miles to get help for his owner after his owner went over an embankment in his truck and was stuck, which is really scary. So Brandon Garrett was traveling with his 4 dogs on June 2nd. He was going to meet up with his family at the campsite when he went over an embankment and crashed into a stream. So scary. This happened early in the morning. Family got concerned because, like I said, the dogs and the man did not make it to the campsite. And hours later, the dog came running and alerted the family something was wrong, alerted the family to where the owner was. The family was able to call rescue services and everything like that. But who knows how long it would have been if the dog hadn't ran 4 miles.
And then they knew something was up because that was his dog. And like, okay, where is he? So then the dog let him back, or how did the...
Yeah, so the dog alerted, ran to the campsite. Yeah. And then the family was like, okay, something's wrong, called 911. But then the dog also led the family to where the man was, because this was like in the middle of the woods. you know, in the middle of nowhere where there's not really service. So he kind of did like a little twofer there.
Well, that's good. A little modern day Lassie.
Yep.
You remember Lassie?
Yeah, I can't watch that movie. Anything with a dog, I can't watch.
It was a TV show.
Oh.
You might be thinking of Old Yeller.
Yeah, I am.
Old Yeller is the one where they,
Yeah.
Sad ending. But Lassie, that was a TV show.
Right.
Black and white. I watched that growing up. Not that I'm that old. I didn't watch it originally. It was on reruns. Just want to make
that
sure.
That never crossed my mind.
Okay, well, I get a little sensitive. Little Big Town Boondocks on B105. Hey, Lauren, you have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Or are you running this weekend?
I am running, but it's recovery week, so I only have to go 5 miles.
Oh, that's...
Which is amazing.
It's just a little jog.
Then we're tapering.
Then you taper for how long?
1 week.
So you have to get your muscles all rested so you're in prime condition?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of science behind it.
My stomach is like just dropped when you brought it up, so I'm nervous. Ooh.